It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Hoink, who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both mom.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I'd say that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out.
And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm your host, Nevermore, and today's safety tip is don't run with scissors. So sorry, Oink. He's still a little pissed off at me. But anyway, with me we have Oink, Frosty, and Uncle Fester. Hello.
Hello. I love you. Let me jump in your game.
What's happening?
I feel like you guys are grounded from recording without me now.
Probably be a good idea.
Well, last week was a long week because from Thursday until my day off, I was going nonstop. So I was dead. Just wasn't happening. No, we would have had no show. Wasn't happening. But I'm back. I feel like that radio show should have to have those, you know, when you're watching your series and then they're like, spring hiatus, fall hiatus, new episodes in 6 weeks. I feel like that should be a thing. But then y'all would forget to listen to us, so whatever. So Oink and Frosty, you guys went and did something possibly fun. I don't know. Like I said, Oink's still mad at me for running with scissors.
You make it sound so dirty. We went and did something.
Well, this is the, you know, that was the lead in of go ahead and talk about it, son.
No, we did a little exploring and would you have it sponsoring or supporting our fellow veterans up here, the group Battle Dogs that had their quarterly meet and greet. And this was their first one that they had. And they had it there at the Frosted Axe Throwing Company there in Anchorage. And you know, it's kind of a trek for them to come down 2.5 hours, from Talkeetna, where they're from, all the way down here to Anchorage. But they actually had quite a huge turnout for such a smaller venue. But, they had quite a few, what'd they say, about 150, 200 people there throughout the evening.
That's quite a bit for Alaska, ain't it, though?
Oh, yeah, especially for the first one, too, at that.
I counted probably about 60 or so, but one of the news stations showed up to run a story on it, and they said 125 or something like that, and it was nice. It was kind of cool to see that many people, and especially in a group where you don't stand out.
Yeah, it was one of those first things we noticed when we walked in there, and you know, normally you kind of walk into a venue where you're not well known or not known at all for that matter, but you still walked in there, and it was like, you kind of felt at home. You know, you didn't feel out of place per se. So we did get a few looks because we had the DV shirts on, you know, but I guess that's to happen.
It'll be okay. Well, let's see. Thursday, I went and seen Brantley Gilbert in concert. I know y'all are like, wait, she listens to Marilyn Manson and went to a Brantley Gilbert concert. But if y'all were to read through my playlist, it is the most eclectic, oddest playlist ever. So, yeah, it happens. He was in the song Blue and Black with Five Finger Death Punch. So, anywho, beforehand, I made this plan, we shall say. And this will just lead us right on into our sponsorship. I contacted Chris over at K-Bar Soap Co. And I was like, I'm going to go actually get to meet Brantley Gilbert. He's like, no shit, really? And I'm like, yeah. But I want to do something crazy, as always. You know, it's Nevermore. Why wouldn't I? So he sent me a bunch of loot for me to haul, and I actually got to put K-Bar Soap into Brantley Gilbert's hands. That was fucking awesome. So with that, we're just going to go ahead and let Oink pretend like he can read.
Alrighty, folks. Hey, just a reminder, This lovely program that you're always tuning into is brought to you in part by K-Bar Soap Company. It is the only all-natural soap and beard care option you'll ever need. Veteran-owned and operated, ditch the bar, grab a grenade. Again, that's K-Bar Soap Co. on Facebook. And, of course, kbarsoapco.com is their website as well. And for the other proud sponsors of ours, NFG Vets, which is owned and operated by a team of veterans whose sole purpose is, to be honest with you, make you laugh in the end of the day. It's a place where all veterans can come together and be themselves without judgment. So head on over to NFG Vets, check out some of the hilarious memes that they're posting, and give them a like. And by all means, share some of the memes that you have. You never know, they may make the front page.
And then apparently at work, thank you for our sponsors. Apparently at work, after I partied half of Thursday night, I go into work and they're like, remember that promise you made to the store manager? Yes. So I promised to give her office a remodel. I'm apparently the Walmart painter, even though I'm loss prevention. That makes no sense, but I'm actually pretty damn good at it. So I spent 3 days giving her office a makeover, and by Tuesday, I just died. I went to bed and I didn't get up, and they're like, what about the show? And I was like, I don't care. I'm sleeping. So I left it to these turds. That was fun.
You did a fantastic job.
Yeah. I'm scared to go listen to the podcast. Just a little afraid. But anyway, so you guys actually got to meet the gentleman we interviewed from, brain work.
Hugs.
Battle Dogs.
Battle Dogs. There you go.
Casillo.
So, is he cool? I mean, would you, like, you know, go back? Would you want to hit him in the head with the axe throwing contest? I mean, what's he like?
Well, yeah. We joined about midway into their tournament, so we really didn't want to, join halfway through. But, no, Rick was really laid back, again, just like he was on air with us. He was kind of offset by our interview as well. In case anybody missed it, go back and look at, and listen to the Battle Dogs interview. One of the most tamest PG-13 shows I think we've ever done. And he was kind of feeling the same way. And then finally, later on, he realized that we were just a bunch of veterans and laid back, and it was podcast. And, you know, he's like, man, we actually could have been swearing the whole time. And we're like, yeah, could have been. But we didn't know how you were and how, you know, getting you out there and exposed, but you know, how that relate with the other veteran community and whatnot. So we're like, yeah, we kind of toned it back a little bit till we got a good feel for you. But
absolutely. I don't ever want to bring somebody on the show. And I mean, we're all adults and we all have to go out into the adult world. So we, you know, it does slip for me. I have had two complaints so far of calling thieves dumbasses, but it does slip. But, you know, I try if we interview somebody and they really are, want their business to sound professional, because you know we're professional as fuck around here. Try to at least be tame enough that they would come back. You know, I didn't want to scare him forever because it's a really, really cool organization. So I didn't want him to be like, and I'm never going on that show again. And now that he's met Oink and Frosty both in person, because these aren't small guys. They're not like little short petite guys. So, I mean, after seeing those two in DB shirts, if he comes back, then we're doing really damn good.
He said that he can't wait to come back on there and talk about some of the other stuff that they're doing later in the summer. And
oh, most definitely. I don't want to do back-to-back shows on them. I want to give them time to have stuff going on, but I would definitely have him back so that he can give updates, because, you know, it's Alaska. There's shit to do in Alaska, you know?
Yeah, it was really, really kind of weird because his wife, you know, being a commander in the guard up at Eielson, you know, she was actually there for that event. It was actually getting on a plane to fly back up to Fairbanks that evening. So her plate was quite full because they were out all day snow machining on the glacier and everything else, which they post a picture on their Facebook page of some of the things that they've done and seen and whatnot. But yeah, to have them all day out snow machining and riding and having fun, and then to come to that event later on in that evening to just, you know, like I said, to meet and greet with some of their supporters and you know, fans and whatnot was actually pretty cool.
And then he had to turn around and after he dropped his wife off, headed back home, he had to bring one of the other guys back down the next day to the airport. So this wasn't a short drive back and forth several days.
Where was the event at?
It was here in Anchorage.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, he was really having to.
Was that about a 2.5 to 3 hour drive each way for him?
Yeah, but we know in Alaska that could take that 3.5, 4 hour drive can, depending on if that one idiot in your only one lane decides to drive at 5 miles an hour, you could be all day.
Oh, that happens. It does. Trust us.
More often than you like.
I live in the country and I got more lanes of traffic than Anchorage.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's quite the trek in the wintertime, especially when the lanes are all made up. You just drive where the fuck you want to. That's pretty much how it goes.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
And then yesterday, I'm sitting at work minding my own business before I get told that there is a, I'll tell you what the actual meeting was, but it was a Zoom meeting. I look and there's a live with this miscreant on my fucking lawn howling at my damn dog. And, you know, and I'm sitting there going, oh, get that old fucker off my lawn. So DV6 came to visit. I didn't get to see him this time. He did come down to the Walmart, supposedly. I don't know, because I was stuck in something that they called. And I'll explain, Walmart's fiscal year starts in February. So he calls it the state of the region address. I couldn't get out of it. It's one of those where they can see your ass, so you can't leave. And I'm sitting there going, he's not my president. This ain't Trump. I got to go. And then freaking DV6 and Huey are running around Walmart somewhere, and I'm stuck in this fucking shit. But an hour and 30 minutes later, I knew he wasn't still around. So unfortunately, I did not get to talk to Six this time. But I was going to interview his ass. I don't care. You know, Walmart can bite me. Well, they go say, you shouldn't be interviewing people. With all the other shit I pull, and that's what you're going to focus on? Come on now.
This old fucker here looks suspicious. We think he did a five-finger discount on the...
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a working tractor beam, which we shall call...
Preparation H.
I mean, I could totally picture that. What pissed me off is I've done something to my hip. I don't think I'm injured. The old man thinks it's freaking bursitis because between my joint is swelled really bad, and it's fucking painful. So I've been laying, sleeping, sitting on a heating pad. It helps some, and CBD cream. I know people love CBD, but it ain't really touching much pain, but whatever. So at my meeting, the manager stole my damn heating pad, and he's like, oh, this feels so good. And I'm like, if you don't give me my butt pad back, I'm going to have to kill you. And this is not my normal manager. We had to bring in the front end manager, and I was just sitting there, and I was like, so for an hour and a half, I don't know what they talked about. I just pictured strangling my manager in my head. So red flag, red flag. They have something they call red flags at work. And if they hear this show, they're all going to be like, oh my God, she's going to go ballistic and get the managers. Look, if I was going to kill somebody, I already done it. I've been with the company almost 19 years. I would have done lost it. If I ain't with Postal by now, I ain't going to, folks.
Oh, shit.
And it was the week of stupidity. So I'm on lunch and I can't even make this shit up. I wished I could, but Salisbury has a lot of meth and heroin problems, a lot of homeless problems. They call me and they said, this lady is trying to break into our jewelry case. I go out there and look and she's fucking asleep mid breaking in. I can't even get mad at this point. I was just like, hey, you.
Hey, you.
Hey, you, stupid. You with the screwdriver. You might want to wake up because you're committing B&E. And then I find out she's got a little kid and we had to go find that. And it was a big to do. And I'm like, they're like, we're going to charge her. And I was like, I don't know what you need to do with her, but can you wake her up and get her out of my store? I mean, come on.
Get her a rip it. Something. Come on.
Somebody's buzzing. I don't know who it is. Everybody, I'm going to mute. See if it's me.
Are you buzzing? Buzzing 1, 2.
Well, I was muted. Was it me? Is it me?
I think it's you.
Well, I don't know how to fucking fix that because there's nothing on in here.
Yeah. Oh, well.
The Raven. Maybe my headset's going.
We'll let Bo deal with it later.
Sorry, Bo. Maybe my headset's going bad. I don't know.
So here's the real question. When you felt your hip go funky, did it snap like a glow stick?
No, not really. No? Oh. I was literally like sleeping, went to roll over, and it was like, okay, this leg's no longer working. Fuck me.
It's all the fun out of it. Because if it was... But it snapped like a glow stick. I'd say jump up and down and see if you start glowing.
Yeah. Radioactive, y'all. Anyway, And then a lot more shit's happened this week. I'm just sitting here trying to think. That could take all day. Uncle Fester, why don't you tell us about your last 2 weeks since that y'all recorded without me and the headlines read, well, it's a show.
Last 2 weeks, let's see here. Wife had surgery and wife is still at home and we have not killed each other yet.
Key word there, yet. I'm just kidding.
The first week was awesome. She slept in the recliner. I had the bed to myself, me and the dogs. But other than that, she did good. So, it's nice having her home 24/7.
You say that now.
And I was trying to be as sarcastic as I possibly could.
You are monotone. So if you're going to be sarcastic, you need to put a little different tone on there, buddy. You sound like you just woke up. Wait, you did. Never mind.
Yeah, I was.
I just came out of naps. So.
Yeah,
Rusty and I are getting ready to take one.
So I'm happy she's home. Yeah, no. she's. I love her to death, but at some point I said, till death do us part, and I'm trying not to make that happen on her end.
I mean, when you get used to freaking, you know, your routine and they're gone or they're home and you're gone or whatever, and then you get trapped, you want to kill each other. It just happens when Ding Dong broke his arm. Even though I tried to tell him, fucking don't pick that up by yourself, stupid ass. But he did. Had to have surgery. I was home for 6 weeks. And I was like, is it time to go back to work yet? I really need to go back to work.
Well, she had her gallbladder out. And she couldn't do anything the first week. She had to actually stay dog free. So she was in my recliner. And the first 2 days, she wasn't able to stand up on her own, and I have a lift. My recliner's a lift chair, so she hits a button and it stands her up. So, you know, she was in that recliner constantly, and it was nice. You know, I did, you know, I helped her as much as I could. And week two, she's like, "I'm gonna try sleeping in the bed," and I'm like, "Mom, why?" So, you know, week two here's, you know, her boss came by and brought dinner one night and I was like, I have a bone to pick with you, mister. He goes, yeah, I heard. She comes back to work next week. And I was like, yeah, thanks.
Oh, Lord. I'm trying to think if anything newsworthy has been going on this week. Obviously, there's going to be political out the wazoo. And I have laughed at some debates, I won't say of whom, that I've watched, caught clips of. And I've I just don't even watch political shit anymore because it is so far-fetched that fiction isn't even fun. Oh, since I'm scrolling through our chat, I also at work, and I've never had to do this, 19 years and I've never had to do this, but the words actually had to come out of my mouth. Excuse me, Miss Hooker, you cannot wash your vagina in our sink. That's very unsanitary for the rest of our customers. I need you to go. Yeah, that happened.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I know hopefully it won't happen to you dudes, but there's nothing worse than walking into a Walmart and somebody's got their vagina laid out in the fucking hand washing sink, because those are shallow little motherfuckers. You know, they've streamlined for less waste of water, and you walk in and you're like, you walk back out and the manager's like, well, and I'm like, geez, washing her vagina, sir. Can you go get rid of her? Sure.
I mean, at least you could have done is pointed her out to the lawn and garden section for, you know, a summer's eve, you know, kind of spring fresh, you know, water enema.
Garden hose?
Garden hose, exactly, you know.
When you can't think of the word, you just give it a good description.
Yeah, you know.
Like when I couldn't think of the word syrup and I had to call it pancake gravy.
That worked.
Yeah.
What flavor of pancake gravy?
I don't know. Whatever tuna? Comes in a bottle.
I think she was offering tuna and bad decisions.
Oh, dudes, we're not even going to talk about how the bathroom. Mm-mm.
Do K-Bar soap flavor?
Oh, I don't even know if K-Bar salt dog would have helped this. And I put a lot of faith in K-Bar.
This
maybe
is
a mixture of that and fuck bugs, huh? get rid of whatever crotch creature she had down there. Well, never mind. I'm not going there. We're done.
They have sandblasters for a reason.
Oh, God. I mean, people, I don't care what your job of choice is, but Walmart's not exactly the best place to come clean up after your enterprises. Just Motel 6, they leave the light on.
Come on, go across the street to the McDonald's or something.
There's that literally a Murphy's right across the street. Go in there and where the door, you know, because at least use our family restroom if you're going to fucking do it. You know, I'm sorry to all the handicapped people, because that's basically what it is the handicap restroom or the one for kids, but where the door closes and nobody else can walk in.
Or she can find a Burger King and have it her way.
She already had it her way. That was the problem.
Where's the beef?
Hanging in the sink.
Exactly.
Arby's.
She has the meats.
She made me freaking Ralph. I can't. I don't know what's wrong with people. I mean, in today's society, everybody's like, you know, it's my right. And I'm like, no, it's fucking not. This is private property. I don't care what right you think you have. It doesn't work that way. I've even had somebody yell sovereign citizen and that they can park in the middle of the fire lane if they want to, because it's their given right. And I'm like, and this is private property, and no, you can't. And he's like, well, I'm not parked. I'm stopped. What gear is it in? It's in P. That's fucking park, you moron.
It's P for pause. I'm not going anywhere right now.
I hate people. The longer I work in public, the more I hate people.
Haven't you?
We've all seen Backdraft, most likely.
Okay, well, in the movie where they smash the windows out of the Mercedes and feed the hose through to the hydrant.
They're parked in the way.
They could actually do that.
Oh, I know. I've seen it happen. We had a heart attack emergency and the fire truck so politely moved a vehicle out of their way that was parked right at the exit and would not move. So they helped them move.
And that's an expensive bumper for the other person to have to replace.
Because they didn't do shit to that big ass fire truck. But that little Miata, it didn't do so good. They were pissed. And I was like, you got out of your vehicle because you wanted to go inside and pick up your prescription, where the heart attack was happening, by the way. And you didn't feel like you needed to park. They needed in. They moved you. So sorry. Ugh. How much time we got, fellas?
About another 5 minutes. You want to break early?
Yeah, because I do have a frag out. I just don't want to get into it, and then we like have a 45-minute first episode. So we're going to go on to break, and I'm sure Bo will insert lovely commercials or sound clips or snoring or something for your pleasure. I'm sure he's still got a recording of Oink somewhere. But anyway, you're listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR. We'll be right back.
Butt hurters, how many times have you found things make your butt hurt because you're easily offended? Now, at last, somebody has done something about this condition. Butt Hurters Friend is on the market. A scientifically blended preparation manufactured especially for crybabies' butts. When used daily, helps prevent bleeding, leakage, burning, promotes healing, and in general keeps your butt in tip-top condition for hurting when it's needed.
Radio. WDVR to Purple Fart Box. Status, over.
Oh, boss, we're Snafu here.
Snafu. Situation normal. All fouled up.
Coming soon from our very own Snafu. Every branch has it.
And give me push-up!
No one wants to be it!
You will continue to do push-ups until you learn to address me as first sergeant! Use that plan!
The Snafu Music Hour!
Where the hell have you been, soldier?
Right here on WDVRDVRadio.net!
That's a fact, Jack!
Stay tuned to DVRadio.net for more information.
These are exactly the kind of go-getters I want working on my EM50 project in Italy.
C
Shooters Express is Charlotte's number one destination for all personal defense, sport, instruction, and recreational shooting supplies. They offer concealed carry classes for only $29.95. That's only $29.95 for concealed carry classes. And if you're military or law enforcement, you'll receive great deals and be eligible for even more at Shooters Express. So head over to Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina, or visit shootersexpress.com for more information and monthly deals. That's Shooters Express in Belmont, North Carolina.
This is not paid endorsement from Shooters Express and is provided solely by DV Radio for your charge.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
Radio. Welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out. Still got Nevermore, still have Link, still have Uncle Fester, still have Frosty. Yay! Anyway, so I come across a video. I don't know if you three dum-dums watched it, but I like the Hodge twins. They are funny as shit. They're very political, but they're funny as shit. A full disclosure for anybody listening to this, all four of us are as pasty pale as you can possibly fucking get. So sorry, but we're still going to discuss this any fucking way. So they showed a video at the, I want to say, University of Virginia. Yes, University of Virginia. And they just built and opened a multicultural center. Now, multicultural would be all cultures, correct? You would think, yeah?
That's... You should be the gist of it, yes.
So an African-American lady proudly walked into the multicultural room and announced that there were far too many white people in the multicultural room because, you know, white people can't be cultural. We don't have a culture, apparently. And was grinning and smiling and happy to announce that the white people made her uncomfortable. So the Hodge twins, who are, I want to say biracial because they are darker skinned, but they do have blue eyes. So I don't know what the race is. None of my business. Don't give a shit. Whatever. But they can say things that we can't. They talked about how they're literally trying to bring back segregation. You know, the thing that Martin Luther King Jr. got shot in the face for, you know what I'm saying? And many, many, many others died or got arrested or, you know, murdered. Trying to stop, you know, the whole civil rights movement that apparently all of the young ones of this time have forgotten the fuck about, and said that this was probably the most racist thing they've seen so far. And they, when by racist, they don't mean white people, because they said it best. If a white person had got up in there and said there was far too much dark skin in there, they would have been lynched. But because it was another race doing it, they got applauded. This video has went everywhere. I've seen this video everywhere. I won't play the clip because they go off for about 20 minutes and tell her that she should take her ass to Kenya where everybody's black. And they bet in 2 weeks she'll be begging to come back and a couple of other points. But they literally called her, and this is from them, not me, a racist, privileged black woman. I mean, it's multicultural. I don't understand why in today's society they think that white people don't have a culture. I mean, we didn't just spontaneously appear, okay, people? We came from somewhere. Everybody that ever originated into America, besides the Native Americans, came from somewhere fucking else. Just saying. By the way, frag out, drag out. Frag out.
Frag out.
And I think, you know, one of the comments on their Facebook page was kind of nails it there, where they're called us, you know, young lady entitled. Because isn't this the attitude that they're trying to defeat, you know, exclusively exclusive. I can't even fucking talk today again. Go figure. You know, they're talking about division and it's heading in the opposite direction in which it was intended, you know, and it's true. I mean, like you said, this is a multicultural center where everybody's welcome, and yet she's somehow self-entitled and thinks that, you know, there's too many white people in there. Who the fuck is she?
I know I'm from Virginia, so I know all about the University of Virginia, and it has lots and lots and lots and lots of places to hang out. I'm not sure why they needed yet another place other than they're trying to jump into the fad of, you know, all-inclusive. But as far as I can remember in the last, since, you know, slavery and the civil rights movement, there wasn't a whites-only, blacks-only part in the university to keep them separated, so that they needed to build a place for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I don't know if because, you know, I constantly hear black people can't be racist. That's not fucking true. Anybody can be racist. If you look in the dictionary, there's not a big white face right there. It's not racism. Just saying. They actually called them the black version of the KKK. I mean, you might as well lynch the white people because you're sitting there grinning and think you just did something great. What bothers me is that they are forgetting history. Y'all have spent so much time out there erasing monuments and this and this and this that y'all have literally forgotten history. I mean, if Martin Luther King Jr. was alive today, I'm not sure it would have taken this direction. Hopefully he would have made sure it didn't go in this direction, but that poor man's got to be flipping in his grave. You literally are preaching for the exact same thing that he died trying to stop, segregation.
I don't understand this generation. They rewrite the history books and stuff from our childhood that, you know, we remember, like the Challenger stuff. That's not in any of the history books anymore. Most of the stuff that we learned about World War II and the Depression and everything, that's not in there either. I really don't know what they're teaching the children today, but it's they think that they can erase history and make all the bad stuff go away, and that's what made this country what it is.
All right, so I went through school in the 80s and 90s. I grew up, if you can't tell from the fucking accent, in a very, very rural community. There were maybe 4 African American students total. Yes, there were KKK members. I've got uncles that were dragons, whatever they're called. Obviously, I don't know that much because I didn't participate because I'm not an idiot. I know what real racism looks like. I've seen it firsthand. And I've told this story to kids that like to throw the race card at me when they get caught doing something bad. The first thing they say is, "You're only doing it because I'm black." No, I'm doing it because you have fucking merchandise in your pants that doesn't belong to you, okay? But I lived 45 minutes from town, so a bus ride was about an hour and 20 minutes. It sucked. Well, a lot of those farms would do foster children because they've got the room. You know, I grew up on 99 acres, and I think at one point my mom had like 12 foster children. One of the neighbors got a foster daughter. She was about 14, and she was African American. Well, she rode the bus for a couple of days, no problem, and I actually seen this firsthand because I'm one of the ones that got kicked off the bus for the shit. But they actually pinned her down in the middle of the bus and poured lard, liquid lard, all over her, because back then African Americans, it's not grease, I don't know what they called it, but kept their hair slick, you know, moisturized, whatever, and poured this all over while calling her the N-word and saying, "How about this grease, you blah blah blah." These were like 16 and 17 year old boys, and I wasn't but 14 or 15 myself. And I went after the boys. I ended up getting thrown off the bus for defending her ass. I mean, my mom didn't get mad. I had to walk 2 miles back to the house, though, with this poor little girl so that they could call her mom. But I mean, I've seen real racism. I've grown up in a time where it's in a town where it hadn't progressed that much. But yet these people are yelling it's racism for a white person to be sitting by in a fucking chair beside them. If they ever had to witness, and And I'm not saying that there aren't still cases of racism. I know there's still ignorant ass people, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But they really, really, really should go back into history and see some real fucking injustice.
I don't know if y'all ever saw the movie Mississippi Burning.
Yep.
Holy cow. That's... That would be a good example of stuff that we, you know, got away from.
It just bothers me because they'll yell, racism. And when I remind them what real racism looks like, they just stand there dumbfounded. They have no fucking idea. And I'm talking kids 12 and 13, because that's what their parents are teaching them. And I'm like, what happened to the... And I know that, you know, it's been some time, and the ones that can fucking remember segregation or were part of segregation and can remember the transition from not being allowed in the whites-only restroom, I don't understand why the history is not being passed down. And if it is, I don't know why they've taken not being allowed into a restaurant because of your skin color to not wanting somebody with pale skin sitting beside you as the same thing. I'm not understanding the correlation. Famous quote, you know, if you forget or ignore history, you're doomed to repeat it. We're literally going 40 decades backwards.
Yeah, and how can you be separate yet equal? I
they don't want, that's just it. People like that don't want to be equal.
Oh, they want more, if you ask me.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they feel entitled. They're like, I mean, I don't want to get into this because I don't have anybody of a different race on here, but it is what it is.
You know,
speaking of which, before I keep going, if there is somebody out there of a different race that wants to chime into one of our shows, please send an email to, and Oink's going to say it here in a second,
oink@dvradio.net.
We have a message button on Frag Out Drag Out. If you want to jump in on this, defend it, argue against it, that's great. If the Hodge twins are listening, let's bring you on. I don't care. Ooh, that might actually be pretty damn good. I don't know if we could catch them, but...
I had a hard time believing in it, too, to be honest with you, because I grew up in rural Illinois, which is, you know, farming community. I don't think we had maybe but one African-American family in our town. And it wasn't that big of a deal, because we still had Hispanics in the town. You know, we had everybody. You know what I'm saying? We didn't pick and treat everybody differently. But anyway, long story short, you know, I didn't believe it even coming into the military, because, again, those brothers and sisters you had, you know, your back, you had theirs. And it didn't matter skin color or what, you know, sexual orientation they were. You didn't give a shit, you know? So to have a African-American airman come in and say, no, it's still alive, it's still alive. I'm like, I'm not buying it, man. I'm just not seeing it. And that's because of how, you know, where I came from. He actually, when he went home on leave, brought back an actual KKK flyer that was left on his doorstep back there in Mississippi. Brought it back to me and showed me. That's eye-opening to me. You know, they were actually doing recruitments and stuff still in Mississippi in today's society. Mm-hmm. So, to me, that woke me up. Yes, it's still out there. I just didn't think it was still that relevant. Still, for God's sake, the KKK walking around. You know what I mean? So... It was eye-opening. It really was to me.
I mean, like I said, I grew up in rural Virginia, so at the very first Walmart I ever worked at, I had to gather KKK pamphlets out of the bathrooms and stuff like that. But, I mean, like I said, I've been with the company almost 20 years, so that was almost 20 years ago. And it still does exist. There are still the hardcore Aryan Brotherhood and the remaining bit of KKK. But most people don't even, I mean, they don't even listen to them. Like, if they were to gather and speak, they don't get a crowd. They get booed, even by the white folks. You know, it's grow up, you're in the, we're in, it's 2020, what the fuck are you doing? Get over yourself, you know. And I hear the South shall rise again, and I'm like, just shut up. The South's always been the South. The South will always be the South. We just do it without racism. So get over yourself, you know? I'm from the South. I know this. I know how it goes. But, I mean, they took the fucking flag off of the freaking General Lee because of racism. And there ain't a racist ass thing in that show. Tukes of Hazzard ain't got a damn bit of racism.
Oh.
And it's just the more that they start killing history, the worse it's getting. And as the generations come up, look how they're coming out. They're coming out wanting racism back. They're wanting segregation. They're wanting this and this and this and this. And I'm sitting there going, you know, eventually the world's going to be such a big melting pot that all of us are going to have the same skin color.
Except for Alaska. We'll still be pale ass white. I'm sorry. There's just, we don't get enough sun. I mean, we get enough sun in the summer, but the fucking winters are long.
But as bloodlines keep mixing, it's going to just keep muddling down until there is no one race. You know? But if we don't self-implode before then because of all these idiots, this world's in a sad state. And like they said, go to another country where there is some real problems. And they're like, but white people aren't in Africa. And the twin said, there are white people born in Africa. That makes them African. If you're born in Africa, you're African, no matter your skin color. If you're born in America, you're American, no matter your skin color. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure we'll get comments, but I really don't care. I mean, it's the truth. And people can say, yeah, but y'all are all white. Whatever. If it's truthful and it makes sense, there's no ill will behind it. It's just aggravating to see that colleges and stuff are. I mean, why wasn't this girl even talked to? I mean, the video went viral, so why wasn't this dealt with? Because she's a different skin color, so she can get away with it. Had it have been me standing in that room, I would have been lynched.
Unfortunately, they think racism is only one-sided, and it's not.
Frosty? I think Frosty died. He killed the snowman.
Well, I know he's not fucking melting, because it's still pretty chilly up here today.
He might be fucking asleep for all we know.
I'm listening and thinking and trying to figure out where to chime in on this, and I'm just not. I get so tired of seeing it anymore that I just tune it out.
And see, that's really sad too, though.
I know.
Because we're so sick of seeing it from our side that, and everybody's like, well, now y'all know what it feels like. I don't know why that makes it any better. I mean, all we're doing is, I mean, you think you flipped the cards, but again, all you've done is set us back 40 years, but whatever. But it's sad that we just tuned it out instead of even facing it anymore. So there you have it. Love us, hate us. We don't care. That's why we made our own show, so we could say what the fuck we wanted to. But again, I will invite any other race to come on here and tell me otherwise. And see if you can change my mind that being a self-entitled prick isn't racist. So let's move on to penis. What? Why does the DV radio say penis?
I was just wondering that myself, getting a little chuckle out of it. I'm like, that's kind of random and odd. That's a weird way to end a frag out is to throw a penis. I mean, what?
let's seal it quick.
Coming soon to a new grenade near you, penis-shaped grenades. Frag out, penis out.
Careful.
Difficult for you.
Oh, man. Rock out with your cock out. My partner in crime from years ago would always say, rock out with your cock out, stroll out with your pole out. And I was like, what about a girl? And he goes, you slid out with your clit out. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh shit, I missed that turd. So have y'all looked at the recent frag out drag out post? Oink. Oink and I are in a never ending jam out with your clam out. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Before we end this shit show, JJ, unmute yourself and tell everybody the big news of the week so we don't fuck it up.
Oh sure. Way to put me on the spot. Well, Monday, I finally, all the brain farts and brain damage and just pain finally lapsed, and I figured it out, and I was able to publish the first PTS Dog children's book. It's called Why Is This Doggy in the Store? It is available or not why is it? Why is that doggy in the store? See, I can't see you put me on the spot. I can't even remember the title of my own damn book. It's called Why Is That Doggy in the Store? It's illustrated by Coast Guard veteran Carla Nimitz. It is available at Amazon.com. You can search my name, Joaquin Watai, or just search the title of the book, Why Is That Doggy in the Store? And I'm pretty excited about this. I'm hoping that it helps, that it's a helpful tool for educating children and their parents about how to behave when they see a service dog.
So you have wrote a children's book in hopes that...
the children will educate the parents. Yeah,
my brain stopped working there.
I'm hoping when the parents read it, they go, oh, I never thought of that. And it teaches them something. Because you know what? You know who's the worst in stores about trying to pet service dogs? It's parents. The kids will be like, I want to pet the doggy. And the parents are like, okay, go pet the doggy. And the handler's like, please don't interrupt my dog. He's working. And the parents flip out. Because they don't understand what a service dog is or why it's there. So let's teach them by teaching their kids.
So while I have you on here, since we just had an epic frag out, drag out, and since you're not as pale as me, what is your ethnic makeup first?
Well, on the one side, I'm Irish, Scottish, and German, and most likely Jewish. That wasn't talked about a lot back in those days. So we know we're Jewish, but nobody acknowledges that we are. On the other side, I am Mescalero Apache and Hispanic, Mexican, if you will. My people didn't cross the border. The border crossed them in the Texas Spanish-American War.
But you're a brownish hue.
Yes, I am. I am not a pasty white person at all.
So, and since you have a service dog and you deal with your civil rights, what do you think about all of this movement? And do you feel like we were talking about the Hodge twins video about the African-American lady shooing out the white people? As far as you're concerned, how do you feel like the civil rights movement is, which direction do you feel like it's going?
I think there's a pendulum. I think that we've seen some brutally ugly and horrific things done in the name of racial superiority, not just in the United States, but we've seen it in the United States. It's part of our history. It's a horrible part of our history. And if you really want to, you know, get down and dirty and look at history, my ancestors were wholesale slaughtered. They were rounded up on the reservations and actively slaughtered. They weren't even made slaves. They were just killed. But do I want to walk around with an axe to grind about that? It's over. It's done. It's gone. Why have a chip on my shoulder about it? There's nothing I can do about it except make sure that it never happens again. And the way I do that is by the way I conduct myself. You know, don't. Right down to the, you know, it's okay for people to say the N-word if they don't put a hard R on the end. No, it's fucking not. It's the same fucking word. If you're going to walk around and call somebody, and audience, get as mad as you want. You're going to walk around and call somebody nigga, you might as well put the R on it because it's the same thing. It's just as ugly. It's just as the intent is the same. You're just not pronouncing it fully. Okay. Well, when you go "fa," everybody knows there's a "k" on the end. Everybody knows you're cussing.
Yeah, tell that to my 16-year-old. He tries that shit, and I'm like, "You're still saying fuck, kid."
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's look. We need to put that away. There repercussions or what are they?
Reparations.
Reparations, really? I mean, really, if you're going to start paying reparations, start with the Native Americans who are still living in poverty on reservations. Okay, well, that's not going to happen. I mean, the U.S. government was actively, I don't know what you want to call it, actively breaking treaties with the natives, with Native Americans up until the 1990s. So I, you know, I could walk around with an axe to grind about it, or you know what? I could accept that bad shit happened in the past, and the way we move forward from it is to let it go.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore.
And learn from it.
And yeah, and learn from it. And that's the, that, you know what George Santayana said, those who fail to study history are doomed to repeat it, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But he's absolutely right. If you don't learn what happened, it's going to happen again. And this revisionist history, taking down the monuments, you know, banning the flags and stuff, and shoving the truth about the history of the United States and the world under a rug, and trying to paint this picture of a
perfect world,
a diversity paradise is bullshit. The real truth is people are stupid. People are bigoted. People are always going to find a reason to try to make the other guy wrong. And it's either going to be the color of their skin, or it's going to be the food they eat, or it's going to be where they were born. But people are always going to be assholes to each other. So all we can do is actively try to change that by teaching one another how to stop that bullshit. Whether it's because of the color of your skin, your ability, or the tools you use to assist with your ability or disability, it doesn't matter. You know what? You're either all equal, no matter what your color is, or you're not. If you're not, well, we're all equal. We're all human beings. We all bleed red. And you know what? Somebody kicking, a black woman kicking white people out is just as racist as a white person kicking black people out.
Well, we're about out of time, so he wasn't here. He was picking up the little one. Well, he's not little, the 16-year-old. So you have it from the white skin, and you just heard the exact same opinion from brown skin. Don't take it personal. That's literally our color. He's brown and I'm pasty. And as you can see, the people who actually know history, study history, feel the same way. I mean,
I'm an equal opportunity asshole. We're all worthless.
And there you go. DV Oink, do you have any final thoughts?
Final thoughts for today is, it's going to be real simple. Racism sucks. If you partake in it, either black on white, white on black, brown on white, it doesn't fucking matter. Racism sucks, people. So take your racist ass to another country and fuck off.
Fester?
About the same as Oink. If you racism does suck, and especially rewriting history is the pits, because I don't want to see how bad it's going to get.
Rosty?
I'm going to change the subject a little bit and remind you guys that you can check out all of the podcasts on DV Radio on Podbean, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, wherever else the hundreds of places you have, except Spotify or one of those ones that Bo's still working on, so... Check out all the shows, Frag Out, Drag Out, PTS Dog, Barracks Talk, all those on those podcasts. And we want to hear what you think about the shows.
And I'm going to do the same thing because, my grandfather used to say you can beat a dead horse, but he didn't really see the point of it. If you want to be on a show, join a show, make a show, hell, I don't care. Bring it. Go over to DV Radio. There are a million and one posts on what you need to do, because we're always looking for new content. Hell, if Bo's not got the time, I'll help you produce it. I've produced many a show, so woohoo. Anyway, that's going to be all for today. Sorry we got so serious, but it's time. This will probably be the only time we hit it, unless a guest wants to come on and talk about it, so... There you have it, and it still can't be as bad as when I let the boys without adult supervision. You've been listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR. Bye-bye.
Holy hell! And the truth shall set you free!
DV Radio.